It's another comfortable midsummer afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are mild, but it's not that hot, and the humidity level is quite low for the end of July. And often we expect the hottest weather of the year to occur around this time, and while we've had some hot weather earlier this summer, right now all of the heat is trapped out west. Here across the Northeast, we're in a bit of a cooler pocket, so I don't see any big heat in our forecast for at least the next few days. The humidity will begin to climb again, especially Saturday night into Sunday, so the mugginess will be back by early next week. Across the area this afternoon, there's going to be a few spotty showers and thunderstorms, so don't be surprised if there is some rain that comes through, but it's not going to rain everywhere. Any spotty showers and thunderstorms will come to an end around or just after sunset. And it's going to be another comfortable night for sleeping. We'll have temperatures in the 50s in most areas. Some 40s are possible across the mountains. It'll clear out, and there will be some areas of locally dense fog, especially near bodies of water, in places where the ground is wet from rainfall, and also in valley locations. So it'll be a very pleasant start to the day tomorrow, and tomorrow is going to be the weekend weather pick. It'll be bright, with low humidity. Temperatures will be in the neighborhood of 80 degrees, so we'll go from the upper 70s to low 80s across much of eastern New York and western New England. So tomorrow is going to be a fine day for outdoor activities. Should be a good day to cook outside or even go for a run or a bike ride. Given the time of year, again, usually it's pretty hot, so this is a nice little break from the intense heat and humidity. And then tomorrow night, some more humid air will work into our area, so it'll turn more uncomfortable for sleeping. And there will be the chance for some passing showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Sunday morning. We should get a break on Sunday, at least a break from the rain, for a few hours. And then there's a chance for some more scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly later in the day into the evening. So there should be a pretty big window of dry weather on Sunday. It'll be a muggier day, and we'll keep that humidity through at least the beginning of next week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, an early shower or thunderstorm, then mostly clear with areas of fog, lows in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, the chance for an early shower or thunderstorm, then mostly clear with areas of fog, lows in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. For the Southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, the chance for an early shower or thunderstorm, then mostly clear with areas of fog, lows in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, the chance for an early shower or thunderstorm, then mostly clear with areas of fog, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Region-wide on Sunday, variably cloudy with a chance for showers and thunderstorms, humid with highs in the 70s to low 80s, and on Monday, partly sunny, warm and muggy with highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.